carrier, no audio.
I hope you can hear me. I've got audio on you, first. This is Kilo Echo 8.
I can hear you there, but it was pretty crackly and kind of hard to understand. KF8COX.
Okay, good. This isn't the best spot, but I think I can still reach you there in Warren. But yeah, Happy New Year. Again, this is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey.
Well, Happy New Year back. Hope you and yours have a great one. Kilo Foxtrot 8, Bravo Lima X-Ray. And I'm going to go back on the side here and get back to my guest.
Happy New Year, Monitor.
KF8BOT, NATOH. KQ4 Zulu Golf Kilo Monitoring.
This is Kilo Echo 8 Zulu Uniform Whiskey. Kilo Foxtrot 8 Sierra, come on back.
ABAPR, Pasadena.
NAWGL.
Hey Jay, Phil here in California. Is Sean out there?
No, I haven't heard nobody. I just got to scan the band, and I thought I was you calling, but I was calling on your machine, the 2500, but I don't get that as good if I get just 2600 here. So I threw my call out here. But no, no, I haven't heard nobody out here.
Yeah, I'm here, Phil.
Yeah, so I'm in Pasadena right now, looking for Buckeyes.
Very good. Well, I'm sure you'll see plenty of them.
Yeah, we're going on the tour of the floats, not going to the stadium.
All right, there's an absolute scorcher going on. The Texas-Arizona game is just incredible. I'm watching that, and I'm trying to find the Rose Bowl here. So I'm going to get back to it. Hey, Jay, Happy New Year. Happy New Year, Phil. Catch you guys later. W8FU.
Okay, yeah, I'm recording it. I'm going to watch it later. It's almost impossible to get live television at my son's house. It's everything's screaming. It's hard to find anything. So I'm just recording it on my system, and I'll watch it afterward. So... See you later. 73 ABPR. So Jay, what are you doing? You gonna watch the Rose Bowl?
I forgot it was coming. It was coming on here. I'm trying to go through my key to my guide and see if I can find it, but I haven't found it yet.
I think it's on ESPN. On Comcast, it's 202.
Well, I don't have Comcast, but I do have cable, and if it's on Comcast, I got it, but under a different channel.
Okay, I got to go here. Somebody's sparking instructions. I got to listen. ABAPR, 73.
All right, Phil, take care out there. And Sean, you do likewise. NAWGL clear.
Hi, yeah, CFL. And, yeah, Jay, like I said, Happy New Year, but I got a bunch of stuff going on here right now. I'll be back out here a little later. W8FU.
All right, Sean. Have a good one. NAWGL clear.
KER. Number 8 KER calling CQ.
What is that calling CQ?
Last station, go ahead.
What is your call again?
November 8 KER.
Okay, November 8 KER, I believe it is. This is NAWG. Where are you located, sir, if you mind me asking?
Hey, nice to meet you. Happy New Year. I am right in Franklin, almost downtown Franklin, November 8 KER.
Okay. All right, well, wow. Haven't been up to Franken booth in a long time. Yes, I gotta be over 30 years or so since I've been up there. Okay.
appreciate it, Ash.
I'm in Detroit.
Oh, wow, I didn't know that this carried that far. That's kind of cool. November 8 KER.
I'm sure this repeater's linked, I don't know how many repeaters it's linked to, but I do know that it's linked up towards Flint, something like that, and I don't know where else, but yeah, good system.
Yeah, November 8 KER. I used to work the Westland repeaters, the Ypsilanti and the U of M repeaters when I worked down in at the Willow Run Airport down there for, 15 years. And, I haven't been on the radio in a long time, so I just happened to pick it up when I was cleaning my room and decided to get on. Nice chatting with you, November 8 KER.
Okay, November 8 KER. This is November 8 Whiskey Juliet Lima. So you lived down here at one time?
No. Well, I rented a room down there when I was at work. I worked 4 days on, I had 4 days off. And so I lived up here in Franklin, but I was here pretty much my whole life. I worked at the airport down there, November 8th of the year.
Well, that's pretty cool, you know. I know a ham that, where did he live up there? Let me see, where did he live? He lived in Saginaw, and he had a boat, and came down to the Detroit, down there, and the docked or something like that, and he docked the whole year. I don't know how he did it, but I think he said, you know, he had docked the whole year. He was asleep on his boat in wintertime and all that stuff, man. But I thought you had to have those, had to take them balls, take out the board and riddle-wise, but I guess not.
Well, if I'd want to be out on the, sleeping on a boat in this kind of weather right now, I tell you that right now. But, yeah, Saginaw's not too far from me, about 15 miles to the north of me. But, I definitely like a good roof over my house in the wintertime, man.
I thought that was kind of weird, but he said, he decided to just stay down here, with him. So he decided to stay on his boat. And I guess he must have had heat or stuff. He must have was able to make himself comfortable in there in the wintertime, and, because, we are in Michigan, and, and we can have some pretty, cold days there, Roger.
Oh, that's a fact. I was enjoying those 40-degree days we were having just a couple days ago, but I guess we needed to be reminded it's still winter time, November 8th.
Is that right? We got to know what's saying. If you don't like the weather, just wait a minute. It'll change. And that's how Michigan is, I have known it to turn around. It was like 7 degrees on Christmas Eve, and then the next day, Christmas Day, was a blue, a storm, a snowstorm. So that's the way, and it happened during Easter Eve or something. It was warm and turned my snow to heavy on that day too, some years back. So, yeah, so you never know, and once upon a time, let's put it this way, let me buy some time. Me and some friends, we were helping some of our Canadian buddies up over in Windsor there. One of the guys we know, his truck broke down up there in North Bay, Canada, and we went up there. went with a light jacket because it was in April. And, man, when we got on the other side of Toronto, it was a snowstorm. So you never know. In this area, Canada, around this area. You just never know there, Roger.
Do that.
Well, all right. Yeah, well, guess I'll jump out of here, but hey, nice talking to you, and well, how is it later? This is November 8th. We're just leaving.
NAKVB,
NAWO.
Hey there, November 8, Kilo Papa Papa. This was playing with my radio a little bit.
Okay, okay. So if you mind me asking, where are you located?
New Baltimore, Michigan.
New Baltimore, Michigan. Now, where in the heck is that?
Yeah, it's near Chesterfield, Michigan. About 30 miles north of Detroit. I didn't get your call, I'm sorry.
My call is November 8th, Whiskey, Juliet, Lima, November 8th. We just landed.
Very good. We just landed. Okay. Yeah, that's fine. I'm on the Richmond repeater. I'm going across the airways, not using anything. Doing it old school. So, just kind of the way I like to do things. Old school. RF. Where are you located?
I'm in Detroit.
Oh, very good. I think I heard you there a little bit ago talking to somebody else. So, very good. What was your name again? I'm sorry. I'm already gone, so next time I don't forget. I will be in a lift to get better at this.
Sometimes I go by J or Joe. J or Joe. Because Joseph is my first name, and I'm a junior, so my father's name Joe and Jay, so either way, I'll answer to it.
Yeah, very good. Yeah, we got the same problem. My name is Wally, Whiskey, Alpha, Lima, Lima, Yankee, and there's three of us, two of us. My dad passed away, but at one time there were three of us. It gets kind of confusing. So we just got to the point when somebody said Wally, we just all ignored it because it usually involved a task. So then they figured out time progressed. Okay, they have to put an identifier on it. And now they call me Senior.
Yeah, well, I got the same problem. I'm Senior now. My father, he passed away. But I do have a son I named after me as well. So, he's a junior. Yep. See, let me see. New Boston. Is there a such thing as a New Boston in Michigan as well?
Yes, sir. I don't know where that's at, but yeah, I do know there is a New Boston. New Baltimore, I-94, on exit 247, 248. We're about 20 miles south of Port Huron. You go much farther, you get into St. Clair County.
Okay. Well, that's good. I mean, I sometimes be talking on the
I was talking to on a repeater up that way, at 147-300. I think that's Port Huron, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think it's quite Port Huron. Let me look. I thought maybe it was in St. Clair, Marine City area. I've talked on that before, too. For a second, I can tell you where that's at. 147-3200, that's in, I knew it was close. I chatted on that a little bit. It's the power plant in, they say power plant, Bell River.
No, that's not the one I'm talking about, Bell River. No, the 147-300, not 147-32. Did you say 147-32?
Yeah, I found the one you're talking about. It's in the county. Yeah, that's up farther. Avoca. That one's up there, too. I've never been on that one, though. I imagine I could probably get it pretty easy, though.
Tell me, are you able to hit any repeaters up there in the thumb? Bad Axe? Can you hit one up there?
I don't think so. I live in an HOA. I do have an outside antenna, but I've got it mounted on the blank side of the, you know, where you can't see it from the road. I've got it mounted there, so I would be surprised if I could do it. So, I mean, it might be 15 feet in the air, but it's not over the peak of the house because I didn't want anybody to see it from the road.
Okay, I thought maybe you had something a little bit higher and probably being, I don't know, I just be thinking about myself, I guess. I got a 16 element beam, 8 elements on 2 meters, 8 elements on 40. It's a quad, and I got about 40 feet in the air, something like that, up on the top of the house there. But I guess when the band opens a little bit, so I'm able to get up in the Bad Axe and a lot of places. I've been in a lot of repeaters in Cleveland, Ohio, Cincinnati, Ohio, New York, all over there. That's what I like about 2 meters there. Go ahead.
I'll be right back. The better half is looking.
KPP.